the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a jam-packed show for you today. That's right. We have Larry Starkel, who designed this shirt, East Van All-Stars. What? Thank you, Larry, for making us feel like superstars. Okay. And we went to our favorite pub in Surrey, the White Hart Pub, and interviewed Alive and Kissin'. They are a Kiss tribute band. And we also have the mysterious Dr. Mysterio. Yes, he does Radio Alicia and also the Metal Meltdown right here on CJSF. And our grand finale, we have Dora Cola. Wow, oh my goodness, you think it's hot now? Wait till the end of the show, it's gonna be super hot. Okay, so let's start off the show with a song. We're gonna play Rebel Priest. Here's Sleeping Like a Hangman right here on CJSF. Yeah, and that was Rebel Priest. And they have a show coming up September 4th at the Wolf Bar Maple Ridge. Tickets are $10 at the door, 8 p.m. And they're playing with Witchy Sister and Cash Creek. All right, now let's head down to Riley Park, where we're going to visit Larry. And he's having a reunion with his friends.
Hi, I'm Larry Starkel, founder and designer of East Van Originals.
And where did you grow up?
I grew up right around here, about 5 blocks down that way. Went to General Brock School right over there with these usual suspects over here.
That's right. Yeah, so you're doing a reunion?
Yeah, we do this every year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's all right. Fun and games if the police come.
Okay, and have the police come before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Well, it's okay when you're partying and having a good time,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
What do you expect,
right? That's right.
Awesome. So who designed these shirts that you're wearing?
I do myself.
You do it yourself?
I pretty well do everything, except I have a girl that prints them. That's it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And we're going to take a look at some other designs here. Let's take a look at this one.
I call this one the East Van All-Star.
East Van All-Star,
yeah. Actually based on a tattoo of mine.
Oh, okay. Yep. Beautiful.
Top seller.
Yeah, I bought this one, and let's check
and this
out
this one here.
And he brought
we call
Jesus.
This Jesus.
Oh my goodness, he brought Jesus to the East Van show.
Jesus, I think he'd wear a red Mac.
Yes, Jesus would wear red for sure. Okay. Now I see one of his friends, Joe, is proudly wearing an East Van original. Hey Larry, why don't you tell us about this shirt?
This shirt?
Yeah.
This is the logo shirt. It was just, I was just going to do this just for me.
Because
because I'm the owner of the company, but
right?
People seem to like it, so I printed off like a couple hundred of them and sold them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what do you like about this shirt?
Me and Larry have been going way back years and
off
years.
Off topic.
Off topic. But I'm supporting him as my good friend.
That's awesome. And you grew up here as well?
I did.
Yeah.
I just lived not too far from here, actually. I learned how to swim here and skate here and the whole nine yards. I used to go to General Wolf.
I learned how to swim in a baseball diamond.
Hey, this used to be Riley Park, Percy Norman Community Center. I learned how to read right here. Riley Park had so many community services back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get that service now.
Right.
I don't know what
back.
I don't know what it's like now.
Uh-huh.
We moved all the way out of this area, but we're still coming back as a full group, right?
Yeah. No, that's great. So where can people buy them?
You can buy them on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
East Van Originals on Facebook.
Yes, and you created that Facebook group.
Yeah.
Almost
1,000 members now.
1,000 members and growing.
Yeah.
So people can just join and then post about East Van stuff?
It's a fun little thing.
Yeah, and what do you remember back in the day? How was it growing up here in East Van?
Well, it was all fun until I went to prison.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
But yeah, but after that,
it's
been really good.
Okay, I'm glad you're out. Do you know any local bands?
Hmm.
Any local musicians?
Well, my brother's an excellent musician, but I'm not sure he's in a band right now.
Oh, okay.
He'd be an interesting interview. He's an actor, too.
Oh,
he'd be a good interview for you.
Oh, perfect. And he's from Vancouver?
Yeah, you can look him up on Facebook.
What's
Gary Starkel.
Gary Starkel.
He's an interesting guy, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's in a band and he's an actor.
And we did contact Gary, and he agreed to come on the show next month. Yes. All right. Introducing Gary Starkel on bass, Steve Taylor on drums, Paul Bigat on guitar, and Mike Van Nuys on piano. Here's I Want a Boogie right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking down the street the other night. To a friend of mine. Decided to walk down to the Yale and get herself something to drink. When we got down there, he asked me, he said, Michael, what's happening? I told him. I see the old folks boogie and the children cry, but ain't nobody boogie like you and I'm gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie until the break of dawn. We decided to walk a little further down the street. When we got down there, he asked me again, he said, "Michael, what's happening?" So I told him. I was laying down the other night. I heard my mom and papa talking. I heard my mama tell papa.
Let's talk about your tattoos.
Oh, I got lots.
That one was from your
it's
t-shirt.
Based on this tattoo on my back. You can kind of seal down my shirt a bit.
Oh, yes, yeah. I can see it right there.
Yeah, right there.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So that's where that came from.
Yeah, and where did you get it done?
I got that done at Adrenaline on Granville.
Yeah, yeah.
I designed that tattoo myself, though.
Oh, okay. You designed it yourself, yeah. And then you brought it down to Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And do you usually go down there or you go somewhere else?
I go all over. All kinds. I like to collect from all over.
Okay, yeah. And they have a tattoo convention here. I don't know if you've ever gone to...
I don't know if they're having one this year.
Not this year.
I think
year,
last year they missed it too because of COVID.
Right. Yeah. But you've been to them?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're a fun time.
Awesome. All right. Is there any good places to eat around here?
Around here?
Yeah.
That's that barbecue place. I forgot what it's called on Main Street. It used to be Dixie's Barbecue, but they moved it down there.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called. Can't remember. Slim's? Helen's Grill. I've been going there since I was a kid.
Yeah.
In high school.
We were going to do our interview there, but we decided to do it out here. So, yeah. No, this is great. And, yeah, we love Helen's Grill.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
Thanks, Larry, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
All right, people at home. You are the best. You got the best. The hardest kids should be bad in the land. All right. Yeah.
and that was Alive and Kissin', and they just finished a show, and they were able to chat with me, all sweaty, and they just, you know, fresh off the stage, and they had time to chat with me. Here we go. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourselves.
Pat the Catman.
Jay the Demon.
Mason Ace Fraley.
Graham aka Paul Stanley.
Big Freedom.
And we're here at the White Hart Pub, your very first show from the pandemic. How did it go?
Fantastic. That was a good one.
That was great.
You can tell when it's a good show.
So good. It's always great. This is like the best. Yeah. This is the best.
Sold out. Couldn't fit another person in if you tried.
I sold didn't out, fall. People. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't fall?
No.
I didn't pass out?
No.
No. That we all stayed.
The Viagra worked for me too.
There you go.
I'm going to ask each one of you, what is your favorite Kiss song?
Oh, Lick It Up.
Lick It Up for you.
Oh, wow, that's tough. To play is Black Diamond, definitely. I love that song to play. It's just so mean. But as far as my favorite Kiss song, probably Stand from Sonic Boom.
That's I like one. From Creatures of the Night, I Still Love You by Paul Stanley. That was a beautiful song.
Love Gun.
Yeah, with your cock out. Nice.
All right. And have any of you ever met any of the real band members?
Yep.
Nope.
No? This is news to me.
Okay, yeah.
What about Jay?
I met Gene multiple times since 1990 when I got a nice new gorgeous bass, and included with that
Vampire bass,
yeah. Yeah, was the one I played. And included with that was a Zoom call with Gene. I got to talk to him for a half hour. Awesome guy. He's always been great to me. So if you're watching this, Gene, thanks.
Yes, and Gene has a crazy long tongue, and I brought a ruler here. Oh. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good 6-incher there.
Okay. Awesome.
He's been peeking in the dressing room.
I felt that from here, bud.
Awesome. And have you guys ever played in other bands before?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
Nothing like this, though.
No? Okay.
Nothing like this before.
Did you want to mention any of your other
projects? Well... My name is Graham Strang. I do solo stuff, but this is what the most fun thing is right now. Mm-hmm. Alive and Kissin' on Facebook and wherever. Yeah, been a blast. Kind of new to this band, but just having myself a real good time.
Yeah.
Having myself a rock and roll party tonight.
And then tell me about your makeup. Like, how long did it take for you to put it on?
This was about an hour and 15.
It took me that long.
Up first time, so it kind of, you know, right in the middle there. So it should have taken 45, but it had another half hour. So that's me.
All right, and talk about your fashion. What about where did you get your fashion from? Where did you buy this? Did you make
it? This one's an online. It's Rock the Nation costume.
Yep.
This one here is made by Mr. David Paya of Kiss Replicas out of Ontario, Canada. He makes the actual costumes for Kiss.
Yep.
This is the same vest that Eric Singer wears for Kiss on the Monster Tour. So we all have a little bit from that guy, and more coming. It's an expensive band to be in, but it's worth every penny.
Excellent.
Yeah, there's a lot of prep that goes into this band.
You
can't just show up in jeans and t-shirt, plug in, okay, we're good to go.
Yeah.
Hey, speak for yourself. I woke up like this.
Oh, well, when we all can't be you.
You got to get tattooed makeup, I think.
Yeah, I think so it doesn't run.
Yeah,
always
this
look
ain't
like
no
a,
stencil.
I always look like hell afterwards.
Thank you, Alive and Kissin'. Thanks for doing the show. Wham, bam.
East Bam.
Thank you, Linda.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hola, ¿cómo está everyone? All right, our next guest is a very mysterious guest. We met him at Dew Chilling Park right here in East Van. It's Dr. Mysterio. Ooh. Welcome, Dr. Mysterio, to the Wham Bam East Van Show. Please introduce yourself.
Wham Bam East Van.
Woo!
Dr. Mysterio is in the house.
Awesome.
I am El Dr. Mysterio, and I'm very grateful to be upon your presence, DJ Medi, here at the Wham Bam East Van.
Thank you. I call it an experience. It is an experience because we're both wearing masks.
Precisely. Well, you're going to show your face at some point, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
All right, tell us where you're from.
So I was born in a beautiful country that is south of the border, Mexico, specifically in a city called Guadalajara. And yeah, I was born there a few years ago. I won't tell you how many because then my true identity might be revealed. They can do, you know, people can do calculations and so they can figure it out. And I've been here in Canada for about 20 years or so.
Excellent. Yes. So what made you decide to come to Vancouver?
Oh, that's a long story. Uh-huh. You have to do like a six pieces documentary like in Netflix, you know.
Give me a short version.
Short version, I was following my dream.
Yes.
Of being a volunteer broadcaster in a foreign language university in Canada.
Wow. So you found CJSF?
No, I think CJSF found me.
Mm.
Or maybe the universe.
Mm.
You know.
Yes.
Made sure that we met each other.
Excellent.
Yes. Now you want the real version? Or?
That's right.
Oh, this is the unofficial version. The official version is I was trying to do some studies after university, and long story short, I chose Canada and I came to Vancouver and did that, and then the rest is history.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here. All right, now which one did you start first, Radio Alicia or the Metal Meltdown?
Radio Alicia.
Radio Alicia. Okay, so let's talk about Radio Alicia first.
Yeah, so I have a friend whose name is Daniel, well, sorry, Señor Guzman, and he met Osvaldo Perez, which is the host of Radio Alicia. He met him a few years ago. And then I also met Osvaldo through a different venues. Like we met at a, actually funny enough, we met like through the, you know, Latin American Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in that. And then we also met when we went to see a concert of the legendary Pink Dots.
Pink Dots.
Anyway, on Richards on Richards.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. So anyway, Señor Guzman was, you know, co-hosting with Osvaldo, and then he got involved into work that he needed to work on Sundays. So he asked me if I could go and fill in for him, and then that eventually, then I actually took over his co-hosting, and then when Osvaldo was not available, then I was doing the hosting. And again, the rest is history.
And when did you start doing just the metal?
Then the metal,
yes.
Michael Levin, was doing the Metal Meltdown for quite a few years. But then, you know, he got married and he got little kids, and so his time was not available anymore to you know, devote all the energy that the Metal Meltdown deserved.
Yes.
And so I fill in for him a couple of times, you know, when he was on vacation or, you know, whatever. And he asked me, when he couldn't commit, he asked me if I would like to take over.
Oh, wow. And you do such a great job. Is there any bands, local bands that you, any favorites?
Oh, there's quite a few. We have Anarchion. We have Unleash the Archers.
Yeah.
It's local one. They just won a Juno Award.
I know,
like 2 months ago. Oh my God, there's a lot of them. I don't want to not name names because, you know.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know how the metal people are. So they're going to come after
Origin.
Me. Exactly. There you go, Dark Origin. Yeah, there's a lot of good bands here.
Cold Weld. I know both the lead guitarists of those bands.
There you go.
They're friends.
So yeah, there's a lot of bands. I play like hundreds of bands. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Let's talk about Latino bands.
Oh, Latino. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I like a couple of them. There's a few all-female metal bands.
Really?
Yes. The most famous one from Latin America is one called Nervosa.
Nervosa.
Which means like nervous, but in female.
Ah, I see,
like,
yes.
Like when a female is
I
nervous.
I hear that, yeah.
So in Portuguese is Nervosa, and then in Spanish will be Nerviosa. So that's a band. They're from Brazil, and they are very, very good. They have been playing for a long time.
And they are very, very good indeed. Here's Nervosa with Kill the Silence.
Yeah, in now let's talk about the mask now. Have you ever seen a luchador wrestling?
Yes, you know, in Mexico, wrestling is like a religion pretty much.
Really?
Yes. You go to the temple,
yes,
which is the wrestling arena.
Okay.
You go every week.
Every week.
And then you go to support your colors, you know.
Oh, I see.
Dr. Mysterio.
Mysterio.
You're wearing the Blue Demon.
I'll show them a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I'm wearing this.
Oh, you do a nice movement with the, you know, with the.
With
so
the
this is the wrestler ready to fight,
you know,
position. So there you go.
Okay, that's
so you did it very well. Yeah.
Very well. Very
yeah. So you
awesome.
Did it very well. So.
Here we go, like this. Okay. Yes.
Wow, you have nice moves. I like it. Yeah. Maybe you should be a wrestler instead of a, you know,
maybe.
DJ, radio host, professional, I don't know what else you are, but.
I don't know if I can take the pain though, you know?
It's only the first couple of times. After that, you don't feel anything. Anything. Right. You don't feel your arms, you don't feel your legs, you don't feel nothing.
Okay, so you watch, but have you tried it?
So yes. So you go to the temple, you watch, you support your favorite cause, whatever, your favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
And it's a party. It's so much fun. It's amazing. It's highly, highly, highly recommended.
Wow.
So anyway, so this was inherited from the a show called Yuca Stereo that we will do a separate documentary about it.
Yes.
In the near future.
That's
hopefully.
Right. Yes,
hopefully.
Of course,
thank you very much.
Of course. Yeah.
So yeah, so in Yuca Stereo we all the characters there, we have characters' names.
Yes.
And so you have a chamaco and you have a Chipotles and Dr. Cumbia and
Dr. Mysterio.
Chapa. Dr. Homo Sapiens. Osvaldo is Dr. Homo Sapiens.
I see. Okay.
Dr. Mysterio. So
yes.
Anyway, so we all have characters and most of us wear masks.
I see.
All of us, but most of us wear masks.
Excellent.
So, but anyway, so because of the culture of, you know, the luchadores in Mexico, that's how they in Yuca Stereo decided to take that into. And you know, also we wanted to protect our identity when we were doing the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So we wore masks during the radio show so that listeners don't see our true identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do it at Yuca Stereo. And so I took my, you know, since I was doing, Dr. Mysterio was doing other shows, well, my identity is sacred, so I have to protect that.
That's right. Well, yes. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Well, DJ Mitty, you are the best. This is the best show I've been in.
One last point. A few volunteer appreciation, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, Yuca Stereo, they won the best show at CJSF.
Wow!
So I'd like to congratulate Tono
thank you very much.
Osvaldo, because it really brought a new essence to the show, having the your concept with the masks.
Thanks.
And stuff.
You know, to be honest with you, like, I think Dr. Mysterio was the reason why Yuca Stereo won that show.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been, you know, acknowledged. and I'm a very humble person, so I don't like to say this on air or interviews. So, but yes, we were so lucky to have that award a few years ago, and I was not involved in any way for the award, but it was a coincidence that as soon as I'm on the show, you know, they win the award. So,
yeah,
that's all I'm gonna say.
Congratulations. Okay.
Thank you very much, DJ Mitty. This is a great show. Always listen and watch Wham Bam East Van.
East Van, baby. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yay, we did it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, and that was Unleash the Archers. So they won a local Whammies Award back in the day. And then they went to Juno. And yeah, you never know. Maybe they'll play at the Olympics. Who knows? All right. And maybe the Wham Bam East Fan Show will win an award. Hey, got to keep the eye on the prize. Keep making awesome shows. And hey, it might happen. All right, and watching that music video from Unleash the Archers, it kind of reminded me of the Terry Fox Run. So yes, that's coming up. So September 19th, which is a Sunday, it's going to be a virtual run again this year. So just run around the block at home and go to terryfox.org and make a donation. All right, next. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, Terry Fox went to Simon Fraser University and he studied kinesiology. Yes, we have an excellent kinesiology program here at SFU. Okay, whew, now let's go to Dora Cola. All right, so yes, the very sexy, very hot Dora Cola is up next after the break.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
That's right. Tell my boss you love the show. Do it. Okay, and maybe you'll love it even more because we have Dora Cola. Oh my goodness. So she is performing at the Plur House Saturday, August 21st at 9 p.m. And she's also playing at the Forest Cat Festival, August 22nd in Squamish. Okay, now this is where we have to do the warning. Okay, warning. All right. So listeners and viewers' discretion is advised. Don't tell me I didn't tell you so, okay? Here's Dirty Sexy Rocker Boy right here on CJSF.
Yeah. I've been gone all day, so bad, but I'm not feeling guilty at all. Hit it from the back end, all I can see is your dirty money, long, long hair. Tatted up body, I'm sober, but now I'm so impaired. Wash it all away, I'm a crazy wild bitch with my cigarette stained shin. Chevy trunk, rinse it all away. It's a game I'm playing, and I'm playing it with death. Some rock stars, poolside cocaine, problematic if you won't take me there. You make a move and I'll make a move, dirty, sexy, rocker boy. Are we alive today? Words have become a reality. Colors and leashes got me some type of way. You fucking destroy me. I'm speaking highly of the devil now. Heavy metal playboys drinking me.
don't give a fuck.
Rock and roll.
Welcome, Doris Hola, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm Dora Cola. I dance at Number 5 Orange, which is where we are right now for this interview. And I also make music, and I'm a businesswoman.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you for making the cover of Playboy magazine.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
How did you feel to see yourself right on the cover?
It was a little surreal, and then came coming in were like messages from a lot of my friends and followers, and I honestly wasn't expecting like the reaction. I kind of was just like, oh, this is cool. Sure, I'll post about it. And then, yeah, so I don't know. I guess I feel good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We're all super proud of you for doing it.
Aw, thank you so much.
All right. Now, you work here, so how did it get started?
Yeah. So I started working here about 2.5 years ago. And long story short, but I had already kind of been doing private parties and, like, stripping for a year and a half prior. And, like, Number 5 Orange and I were kind of like sliding into each other's DMs on Instagram, actually. And like right away they were like, we want you on stage, like quick, pick your stripper name. I didn't even have a stripper name at the time, and like I didn't even know how to do a single move on stage. And fast forward to now being a main feature. Yeah, it's been f***ing cool.
And you're such an amazing dancer, and you do music too. So tell me, how did you start doing the music?
Yeah, I've always been a musician since I was 5 or 6, and it was appropriate that I started making music and releasing music. So I started doing that under my name, Dora Cola, last summer. And it's been a journey, and I'm super stoked to see where I go with it because I keep learning and my sound keeps evolving, like week after week, like month after month sort of thing. So yeah, it's really nice to finally do what I've always wanted to do, and music is my number one passion. When I go up on stage, like my number one priority isn't like, it's honestly not necessarily how I look or like what I'm doing on stage. It's for me, music. Like, my music has to be at a certain level. My music has to be the music I've chosen, and it has to be my music, not music that I make, which I have done that before, but music that's true to me, and like music that will make me want to move and like gets me going and makes me want to be naked and dance for people naked.
Perfect. Now, you picked out a song for us.
Tell
us about it.
Yeah. So my brand new song, All My Boyfriends Are Dead, is my next single. I'm super excited to release it. And it's a tribute to all the late rock stars that I feel like they're the only guys I've ever had a true musical and soul and spiritual crazy connection with. Sorry to all the guys I've dated, but that's what I'm always saying, like, all the guys I, like, have a crush on are all dead. So, if you can revive Layne Staley, Chris Cornell, any of those guys, let me know, because I'm interested.
Perfect. So, why don't you introduce it?
Yeah, so, this is my next single, All My Boyfriends Are Dead. Enjoy!
Wand angel, snow dust, give me the guest list to clap. 27, I'll never be in love or lost. All my boyfriends are dead. So sad. I love you and your polka dot again. Tiger skinny jeans that have some scary winter. The devil by your sleeping side. Heavy tobacco eyes for your humility.
Trying to get inside of me.
Oh, sure.
talk about liver abuse. So fucked. She's just a dumbass whore. That's what your groupies say. Incense sticks in your hotels like the 70s. All my boyfriends love me. I'm in China. Why? Nasty addictions. Cherries and Jerry, sexuality. Let me hold you and all your sense of Hudson and his attitude that's his loss.
Bronson in my BCIT days when I was interviewing people and doing my broadcasting degree, and Bronson was one of the musicians I interviewed because I obviously gravitated towards interviewing musicians, and I met him and interviewed him, and then we stayed friends, we stayed in touch, and he found out that I was making music, and then we obviously connected and bonded over that, and I asked him if he wanted to be in my music video, and right away he was like, yeah. I'm stoked to have him in the video. And like, I saw some of the footage from the video, and he obviously is such a pro and such a natural, and he just looks so good in the video, so I'm stoked. And the rest of his band, Cassidy, who's the drummer, and Alan, guitarist, were in it as well, and they're also amazing. Check out their music, Fear the Wolves. That's love right. Those guys.
And we're going to play their song after your interview.
Cool! Okay. Yay!
All right, now you got some merch.
So yeah, I have some lighters. Mm-hmm. I have magnets as well, and I'm doing limited signed copies of my Playboy cover as a poster. And yeah. I have brand new shirts that are about to drop, so there's lots of things going on.
Awesome.
And I'm also dropping, I guess this should kind of be a secret, but I'm also dropping guitar picks.
Guitar picks.
So hot off the press, I'm also dropping guitar picks.
So where can people find and follow your music and buy your merch?
So my website, www.doracola.com, or my Instagram is probably the best way. It's at Doracola. Doracola with a K.
And we're going to do a prize giveaway. Someone is actually going to win one of your lighters.
Oh my gosh.
So hashtag love Dora, right?
Okay, yes.
Let's do that. Let's do hashtag love Dora. Just post on social media, wherever you can, and we'll pick a lucky winner from there. Yeah.
Yay!
All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show.
Thank you so much for having me, girl. I appreciate it.
Wham Bam!
Wham Bam East Fan!
Yeah! And I got a signed poster from Dora Cola. It says, DJ Meddy, stay sexy. What? Oh my goodness, I love it, love it, love it. All right, I wanna thank all of my guests for participating. I wanna thank all of you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. All right, we're gonna end the show with Fear the Wolves with Bring It On. Cause I brought it this week, I'm gonna bring it next week, and I'm gonna bring it every week. Yeah, baby. All right, VanCon in your face. Boom shakalaka. Woo! Okay, good night.
It's me. Don't you worry, no mercy. You can bring it on, I guarantee. You keep acting like you're on the top. You gotta come and believe it or not. You can't tell us when to stop. Looking mundane, think you got fame, but you're all the same. What a shame. You keep acting like you're on the top. You got it coming, believe it or not. You can't tell us when to stop.
Is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Fan.